Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There's a new article on the psychology behind why we hold ourselves to certain personal etiquette standards, yet relinquish others from that responsibility. And the example that they use...
Because they're not your responsibility.
Yeah, pretty much. The example that they used is people that you know, you go as a group out to dinner or lunch or whatever it is, and then you don't all get your food at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's etiquette to wait until everybody has their food. But
you would tell everyone,
everybody does the same thing. Right. But we don't expect anybody, you know... Nobody's going to hold us to that standard. We have to hold ourselves to that standard, but...
You're waiting for the go-ahead, though.
Exactly.
Like, you want to eat. Your friends know you want to eat. So eventually they say, go ahead and eat. And you go, cool. But waiting for you to say that.
Right. So is it time to just pull that rule all together?
If you get, like, a Chicago pizza or something, it's going to be 45 minutes. Just depends on the food item.
Yeah.
Right. Did you order a whole roasted chicken? I'm eating.
But is it time to get rid of that rule?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 personal etiquette tips that might be considered outdated or in need of a revision. You know how you're supposed to stand up when someone is making formal introductions? Well, it is a formality, and while I consider myself to be decently mannered, let's just say there's been a time here or there where a person of the very fine female persuasion makes it a might be difficult to stand up because, well, hello there, little fella. Mm-hmm. I see you want to shake her hand as well. At ease, Walter.
Walter.
Thank you, VD. So these are 10 personal etiquette rules that need to go or are outdated, and they do put at number 10 is waiting until everybody is served before eating. It says this rule can be impractical in casual settings or with large groups. It's generally acceptable to start eating once your food arrives, especially if others are already eating.
Yeah.
And usually it's not very far away.
And I don't personally care.
Right.
I eat, man.
Right.
Yeah. Especially with
kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that rule does not apply.
Dive on in.
You eat whatever you need to, man.
The only other thing, it's not a rule, but I've noticed it comes up as a rule. Let's say you go out with a group of five people. Whoever the one buddy is that it's like, I am starving, I'm eating all day. His food's going to take the longest.
It is.
Oh, guaranteed. Because they want this big, long, intricate meal. Yep.
Yeah. Right. And also the food's hot when it's set down on the plate.
That's part of it. Order the hot meal, I'd like to eat it.
Right. Just go for it, man. Keeping your hands neatly folded in your lap. This rule is often associated with formal settings and can feel unnatural. It's more important to be engaged and expressive in conversation rather than worrying about hand placement.
Just don't knock glasses over with your talking hands.
Why would you put your hands in your lap?
God, I used to.
I think that's a really
I used to watch
one.
My ex-wife, man. She was like her hands were flying, and they're just barely grazing wine glasses or champagne flutes or whatever the deal is. I'm just looking like, it's coming my way. Which way do I dodge this thing? Because it's going to spill my way, right? So which way do I go? I would think that way. I'm not even listening now.
You're just looking like a goalie.
Seriously, like, where am I going to defend this shot from?
Avoiding certain topics of conversation. Say, while it's wise to be mindful of other sensitivities, avoiding controversial topics entirely can stifle genuine conversations and intellectual exploration. I would put the asterisk on there of, does that conversation need to be brought up here?
Well, how are you going to handle it? That's all. You can have a healthy debate. It doesn't mean everyone has to descend into social media stupid.
Right.
You know, I feel like face-to-face, generally, I have better conversations with people I disagree with because you can both make a point.
Right. We're out at lunch. There's other people that are just trying to enjoy themselves.
True, we don't have
to have this conversation here. I would love to get a nightcap over at your place and then we can talk this over. We can debate this out and hash it out and do that.
Sure.
But I don't know how they think. I don't know how they think. And you're making some very, very... Mm-hmm. Hard statements at
like
this
I said,
point.
I think it, but in the end, and the one thing against everyone, I'm like, what position are you in to do something about it? If the answer is no, then why are you talking to me?
Correct.
Why are you bringing this up? I hate this person. I don't like. All right, well, then do something about it. And if you can't, shut the F up.
Right.
Because now you're venting. What are you, bitch? Shut up, man. Mm-hmm. Go vote, mother effer.
10 personal etiquette rules that need to go. Dress codes that are too strict.
Agreed.
Say dress code should be more about appropriate attire for the occasion than rigid adherence to outdated styles. People should feel comfortable and confident in what they wear as long as it aligns with the setting.
One of my favorite initial things about moving here was getting out of suit land.
Yeah.
Really?
We were in the suit zone, man.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it was the suit
era. Everything.
It was it's bankers, it's financial dudes, it's lawyers, it's suits everywhere.
That's expensive.
And it is expensive.
The only jacket required was canvas.
Oh,
and I
God.
Thought, man, this is awesome. I'm not going to canvas, but yeah.
We're doing fine.
Yeah, I think, right, Seattle's always had pretty lax kind of dressing and stuff.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes, too, like, on the East Coast, like, I remember, like, everybody's got slacks and this and that. It's like, yeah, but, like, they're not nice.
They're just
slacks.
They're just,
like, what's the difference if I wear jeans with this button up?
But right, you literally bought dress code, but you spent $7 at Safeway on a pair of khakis.
Right.
Meanwhile, he's got this $400 pair of jeans, but he's the guy.
Yeah.
And it's also tough, too, is it's like, nowadays, you could wear a suit basically with a pair of Jordans, which are tennis shoes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you wore them with just, like, your ratty New Balances, people are like, what the hell?
What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Same with, like, there's some sweats you can get away with wearing almost anywhere. There's,
yep.
You have, like, brown Hanes that are just have the standard ring on the bottom. Like, you can't wear that out in public.
Can't be doing
that's
that,
for working
man.
Out.
Always apologizing. While apologies are important, constantly apologizing for minor things can be draining and insincere. Focus on addressing the root cause of any issues rather than relying on a blanket apology. I can sometimes get locked up into that one. If I inconvenience anybody to the slightest degree, I will make some sort of an apology.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm just acknowledging that I recognize, like you said, I presented you with an inconvenience. My bad.
Right.
It's not some long drawn. You're not going to get an email about it, but yeah, sorry, man.
No, but I hear what Mike's saying. I'm guilty of it, too. I try to really watch it.
Yeah.
There's no reason to apologize. You know what I mean? But it just it's like, oh, my bad. It's like, it's not a big deal, dude.
Right. Yeah. My wife will hit me on that all the time. Why are you apologizing? You didn't do anything wrong.
Correct.
They're not offended at what you did.
Yeah.
That's because they don't know the full story.
I did it on purpose, man.
Oh, I'm apologizing in advance.
10 personal etiquette rules that need to go. Never ordering the most expensive item. It says this rule is outdated. If you're at a restaurant with somebody who's paying, it's generally acceptable to order what you want within reason. The host will likely offer to pay for your meal regardless.
Well, that's why they offered.
Right.
And I mean, look, if that's the meal you want, then order that meal. I wouldn't order it just because it's expensive, but you go like, correct. That's what I want
I want the king crab legs for a change.
Yeah.
There you go.
Once a year.
Right.
Just once a year. It's not like I eat them every week.
Right. And I also understand if somebody else is paying, don't shoot for the moon.
Oh, no.
You know, and so...
Oh, they'll make up for that with booze.
Myself, personally, I probably would still just... If it looks that expensive, I'm still going...
Would you get the thing that's second most expensive? Like, ooh, that's a $78 thing. This is $75.
Who does it? Do your parents still pay for the meal when you guys go out?
No.
What do you mean? Pay for my meal?
Yes.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Who the hell's paying for your meal?
Right.
I want to meet these people.
We're out on the company dime?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. I'll get the cheapest stuff on the menu if you're paying for it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Offering a roll before taking one. This practice can be unnecessary and disrupt the flow of a meal. It's perfectly acceptable to take a roll if it's within reach and offer it to someone nearby if they appear interested. Yet again, I fall into this one all the time that I don't ever want to be first to the trough. I look greedy. I'm a fat dude that's walking up to a doggone food station.
I don't mind anymore. It used to bug me, but then it occurred to me, like somebody's got, it's like the first kid that stands up when the bell rings in school.
Sure.
It's like, look, once I finally decided the bell rang, I'm done. What's great, like I would stand up. I did not care the teacher. It did not matter the class. That's my time. The buzzer rang. But then all of a sudden, all the other kids would get up. And I realized, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with being the tip of the spear if you're not being a douche about it.
Sure.
Especially if it's like a big function, like everybody's waiting for the food. Well, yeah, like, somebody's got to start eating. Like,
if somebody says the food's ready, I will always say, you know, to whatever, man, I'm hungry. I'm jumping in.
Mm-hmm. Pro tip, if you've ever noticed, in a meeting at work for 20 years,
yeah.
I'm the first person to stand up, close my... It's over.
Right.
And then as soon as I do that, everyone seems to fall in line for whatever reason, and we just walk out.
Right.
It's like there's a...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Taking too long. It's time to wrap this up. Seriously.
The rolls thing is different. I was at a charity event, and there was rolls on our table, but, like, you auction out. Like, those meals aren't the biggest meals. So I'm like, I want to roll.
All right, help me out.
And then, like, after dinner, I realized people on the other side of the table had no access. And somebody's like, can we get a roll? And I was like, hey, you want some butter, too?
My bad.
Like, I just assumed there was another set of rolls on the side of this.
I'm bouquet. Three deep over here.
Yeah. It's like, I'm getting kind of full.
Try the brown one.
Oh, they're out.
I've had three.
They say never licking your knife. This rule is rooted in hygiene, but in modern settings, many people use knives for various purposes, and a quick lick to clean it is not necessarily offensive.
I don't care.
Right? Don't be stupid.
Yeah. I mean, don't lick the blade, but
don't lick the plate.
Right. Come on now. What are we doing?
Do that at home.
Always RSVP immediately. While prompt RSVP is appreciated, sometimes people need time to confirm their availability.
Yes.
A polite reminder closer to the event date is often sufficient.
So what happens when here at work, and I'm sure there's a lot of companies that do the same thing, there is a mandatory meeting.
Sure.
But they send what they call an invitation.
Yes.
And you can click yes, no, or maybe. And a couple, it's like men's room specific. Like, yeah. We know we're having this meeting, but I'll hit like, no. And then I'll get a quick response. What I'll say from, I'm like, obviously I'm kidding. But you keep sending an invitation. If it's an invite, I'm politely declining.
How come you're not going to be there?
Right. Yeah. Just say, you have a meeting, be there. But if you're going to make it an invite, like, yeah, I'm not feeling that. Sorry, man.
Not right now.
And you gave me options.
Right. Is that an option?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
So I'm telling you, just hit no. They do respond very quickly.
What's wrong with you?
I go back and forth. Let me ask you, Mike, on the Facebook one.
Okay.
Because on Facebook, you could say, like, yes, no, or interested.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm not going, I will almost always reply, no, this is why I'm not going. And somebody told me, like, I hate seeing all the no's. I don't know why people. It's like, well.
Because you're letting them know they need a number.
Right. Do you want me to only respond with yes?
That I agree with you on this one. No, that getting a definitive answer, even if it is no, is better than just
yes.
Leaving you in the fog of like, well, Ted hasn't committed to going yet, so I'm just assuming he's not going. Like,
and especially if the numbers game is important to what the event is.
Right.
Am I buying food for people? Are we carpooling?
Exactly. Back to Nate Bargatze talking about buying pizza.
Correct.
You just need to know the number.
Right.
How many do I buy? That's it. How many 12 packs do I buy?
You don't want to call another adult male like he says and be like, how many slices you eat tonight?
And then this is the final personal etiquette rule that needs to go that I will leave you all with. Plain and simple. Holding the door for everyone. While being polite, this can be impractical and even awkward in crowded situations or with a large group. It's often better to let people choose to open the door for themselves or to offer to help if it's genuinely needed. I had one situation where I saw a dude. There was a big old crowd that went through, and there's a dude at the front of it that's holding the door, and I can see the look on his face. I went, got stuck holding the door, didn't you? He's like, yeah. I was like, hang on. And I just started the chain of, like, everybody kind of daisy-chained this thing open. Now you're responsible for holding it open yourself.
For me, it's very simple. If I find you attractive, I'm holding the door.
Yes.
And that's it. We've had women who work in this building that would say, like, you and your friend, you are so nice. I'm like, you think so?
Right.
That it woman just depends on how close they are. I try to judge quickly. If this door closes, what my fear is I don't hold the door and they get to it before it closes completely.
Yes.
If it closes completely, I feel like I'm validated.
Right.
If not, I'm a D.
Sorry.
Now, wait, do you play the reflection game, all right? So there's a lot of glass doors. Now, I see that someone is behind me. There's a certain distance. If they're hot, I wait. If they're not, I just pretend I never saw them.
Right.
That's simple.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.